Gilchrist moves over behind Kemp. He goes back to pass again. Runs out to the right.
Still on his feet. Now throws. It's good to Lofton. At the 10. At the 5. Touchdown! Touchdown!
The John Murphy Show is on the air.
Hear all the action, all the excitement of Buffalo Bills football right here on
The John Murphy Show.
The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO, supplying natural gas and electricity to thousands of homes and businesses across western New York.
This place is pandemonium!
Picked off by Leotis McKelvin at the 35-yard line. Leotis, my man!
This is The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO on Buffalo Bills Radio.
You know, Van is kind of right. This place is pandemonium. There's a lot going on. Good evening. Welcome. It is the podcast, The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO for Thursday night, March 13th. And a lot going on here, including some late-breaking news. As we speak to you, it's just before 6 p.m. on Thursday night, and the Buffalo Bills have had a busy couple of days. We're going to recap all of that tonight on the podcast. Free agency now, 48 hours plus, 50 hours or so plus at the time we talk to you now. We're going to hear from one of the Bills' free agent signings, Chris Williams, offensive lineman. He's been in town for a few days. He'll be joining us tonight on the podcast as well. We'll get you caught up on everything we know as of now here on the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. And as of now, the big news of today, Thursday, is the re-signing of tight end Scott Chandler. The Bills agreed to terms with the big tight end late this afternoon, terms not disclosed. Scott Chandler, 53 catches last year, 655 yards, led the Bills in receptions and receiving yards, and both of those totals are career highs. He had two touchdowns. His big game last year, New Orleans, when he had seven catches for 72 yards. Scott Chandler comes back after a couple of days on the free agent market, agreeing to terms today. He's the only tight end in Bills history to record back-to-back 500-yard receiving campaigns, 2012 and 2013. Scott Chandler became an important part of the Buffalo offense last year. He had, obviously, that notable drop in the game of Atlanta, but he had a productive season, his most productive, and became a pretty important part of the Buffalo offense last year. And his story is amazing. Came to the Bills on waivers in December of 2010. Came into the league as a fourth-round pick out of Iowa by San Diego. Spent a couple of years with San Diego. Went to the Giants. Didn't see any action there. Went to the Dallas Cowboys. Played 12 games for them in 2010, and then came to the Buffalo Bills, where he has found a home and now found a new contract, his second contract with the Buffalo Bills. Scott Chandler agrees to terms with the Buffalo Bills. He is back in the fold, the Bills' tight end, as free agency continues. Yes, once in a while, you who doubt, the Bills do keep their good players. Scott Chandler, by I think any account, is a good player. Superstar tight end, maybe not, but a good solid player and an important contributor to the Buffalo offense. So he is back. That announcement coming late this afternoon. Bills continue to look at free agents and bring free agents in. One of them will be here tomorrow. Former San Francisco 49ers running back Anthony Dixon tweeted out on Thursday night that he will visit the Bills as a free agent. Dixon was third on the depth chart for the Niners last year behind Frank Gore and Kendall Hunter, but he did play in 16 games, got 28 carries, gained 56 yards, two touchdowns. Here's how he appeals to the Bills, I would think, his size. Anthony Dixon, 6'1", 233-pounder, a big running back, the kind of running back that Doug Marrone is interested in. So Anthony Dixon tweets out that he is on his way to Buffalo to visit the Buffalo Bills. He spent Wednesday looking at the Tennessee Titans. Former Niners running back Anthony Dixon, free agent running back, says that he is coming to visit with the Buffalo Bills. Yesterday, the day we couldn't get into work because of the snowstorm, Wednesday, was a big day for the Bills in free agency with a number of signings, three of them to be in fact. One of them brings cornerback Corey Graham back home to Buffalo. The Turner Carroll High School product is back in Buffalo, agreeing to terms on a free agent contract yesterday. Corey Graham, described by general manager Doug Whaley as a smart, physical, and tough cornerback who had success with both the Bears and the Ravens. He went to the Chicago Bears as a fifth-round draft pick in 2007. Spent his first 5 years there in the NFL with the Bears, mostly as a special teamer. He went to Baltimore in 2012 and spent the last 2 years there. Got a Super Bowl ring with the Baltimore Ravens after the 2012 season. We had a chance to talk with Corey Graham on a conference call today, and I asked him, the last time we really talked to him on the show was during the playoffs following the 2012 season. At that time, he told us on the show that he made the switch from the Bears to Baltimore mostly because he wanted to show that he could play corner in the league. He did that with the Ravens. He got a lot of action playing cornerback with the Baltimore Ravens the last few years. So I asked him today in the conference call, now do you have something to prove when you come here to Buffalo? Is there something left you have to show people about your readiness to play in the NFL?
You always got things to prove. Don't get me wrong. Like, if it's not one thing, it's going to be another. I mean, no matter what, guys can always, I mean, once you get the special team label, it's hard to get rid of it. But no matter what, you're just going to do whatever it takes to help your team win. I mean, I've obviously still have things to prove. I wouldn't say it's not proven that I'm more than a special teamer. I would like to think that I proved that over the last 2 years. But it's always more. Maybe you want to prove that you're better than what people think it is, or maybe you want to prove that you can do more. So whenever it comes down to it, you always got things to prove in this league. I'm pretty sure every player out there does. But, you know, I still have things to prove, but that's not one of them. I mean, I'm at the point in my career where I'm going to do whatever it takes. You want me to go out there and play special teams, I'll do that. You want me to play on defense, I'll do that. If you want me to start for you, I'll do that. Whatever it takes. I mean, I just want to go out there and win games.
Corey Graham, the Buffalo native who signed a free agent contract on Wednesday, on his way, we believe, to visit with the Bills he didn't sign already. Actually, he agreed to terms, but expected to be here on Friday to sign. Corey Graham got a lot of action playing on defense for the Baltimore Ravens the last few years, including some key games in the Super Bowl season. So he was asked on the conference call today if he's going to come in here to Buffalo and try to compete for a starting job.
You always expect to go out there and compete for us to be a starter. I mean, that's what we are. We're competitors. I mean, we're always going to go out there and compete. And, you know, whatever happens, happens. But, I mean, I'm going to go out best. I mean, try to go out there and show what I can do. And wherever I end up, that's where I will end up. I mean, obviously, I want to start. Obviously, I want to play as much as I possibly can. So that's what it's about. It's about competing. It's about being the best you possibly can. And, you know, whatever the coaches choose to do, I'm going to take that and do whatever they ask.
Corey Graham, it's going to be interesting to see how he fits in with really pretty talented corners on the Bills roster coming back from last year. Stephon Gilmore and Leotis McKelvin. I think they like what Nickell Roby did as their nickel corner last year. If nothing else, Corey Graham provides a really good depth at the cornerback spot so that they never have to entertain the possibility of moving Aaron Williams from safety back to corner again. And also, he is a premier special teamer, went to the Pro Bowl a couple of years ago as a special teamer. He did take a couple of visits in free agency before he signed with the Bills on Wednesday night, and he told the story that today in the conference call that he visited the Redskins Tuesday and thought things were going well there.
There were several teams that offered me deals that was, you know, very interested. So we were talking to several teams. I can't even tell you all the teams, but yeah, the Bills were interested early on. I mean, they showed some interest early on, and my agent told me about the Bills. And then I went on a visit. I was on my visit in Washington, and, you know, I'm meeting with the coaches and doing everything in Washington. They were interested also. And then in the Bills, my agent called me, and I'm in the – it's weird because I was in, like, in the middle of film session with the coaches in Washington. And then someone comes in and say, your agent wants you to call him, like, right now in the middle of film session. So I leave out and go to call my agent, and he tells me about the situation with Buffalo. And how they're very serious in everything. And so it really came down to that. I mean, they got to talking and they did their thing, whatever they did. And then my agent calls me, and I'm in my hotel room now getting ready to go to dinner with Washington. And he calls me and tells me about the deal and how everything's going down. It was a no-brainer for me to sign the deal. I mean, to have an opportunity to go back home and play for the Buffalo Bills and be in my hometown and help out the kids in the community in my hometown is like a no-brainer for me. So I ended up signing, basically agreeing to the deal and not even going to dinner with the Washington Redskins coaches or anything like that. I ended up having to cancel everything.
Cool. He didn't even get dinner from the Washington Redskins. What a great story. Redskins had him in there. He was meeting with coaches. They pulled him out of the meeting to talk to the Buffalo Bills or his agent about the Buffalo Bills on the phone. Kind of like the old Jim Kelly story when Kelly had been drafted here in 1983 and his agent got pulled out of a meeting here in Orchard Park to talk to the Houston Gamblers. It worked the other way, to the Bills' benefit this time. Corey Graham, a very good special teamer for Chicago and even with Baltimore last year. I'm certain the Bills have big plans for him on special teams as well as defense. When he was asked about his favorite Bills players, I mean, he grew up a Bills fan, he mentioned two, Thurman Thomas and Steve Tasker. He says he always admired the way Steve Tasker played special teams. And on the conference call, Corey Graham was asked if he had ever talked to Steve Tasker about playing special teams.
No, I've never had an opportunity to talk to him. I mean, I just watched him as I was growing up, and I just love how hard he played on special teams and what he was able to go out there and do. And, you know, don't get me wrong, no one really grows up wanting to play on special team. At that time in my life, I was a running back, and I wanted to be a running back. But I just enjoyed and I loved watching how hard he played, you know, and I thought that was the way of going about playing football. That's the way you should play. And he played so hard, so I try to, you know, to give it everything I got when I'm out there. I try to leave it all on the field, and whatever happens, happens. But know that I gave it everything that I had.
Corey Graham, the newest Buffalo Bill, one of the three signed to a free agent contract yesterday. One of the others, you know this by now, just to recap, linebacker Keith Rivers, another former first-round draft pick, came into the league from USC as the ninth overall pick from the Cincinnati Bengals in 2008. 4 years with the Bengals, joined the Giants in 2012, 62 career NFL games, 47 starts. Keith Rivers, linebacker, joins the Buffalo Bills. 8 starts with the Giants last year. And the other signing announced by the Buffalo Bills, and we're going to have this guy in studio with us in a moment, that is offensive lineman guard, really, Chris Williams. He was a Vanderbilt product who was the 14th overall selection of the Bears in 2008. He started all 16 games with the Rams in 2013. He's had 54 NFL starts. He'll tell the story about starting at left tackle for the Bears and then getting the call to move in to play guard. And Chris Williams will be joining us in just a few minutes here in the podcast. So of the three free agent signings that the Bills went out and got, two of them are first-rounders, former first-rounders. You know what that tells me? They're good athletes. I'm not going to tell you either Chris Williams or Keith Rivers has lived up to the, you know, fulfilled the potential that the Bears in one case and the Bengals in the other saw in them. But I will tell you that they were good enough to be first-round picks, good enough athletes. They're both, you know, essentially the same age. The Bills are not tied up in big money for either one of them, any of these three, really, any of these three free agent signings. And they're hoping to see what, the, you know, what they can get out of these guys who clearly – are good athletes. I think it is certainly going to be an upgraded left guard for Chris Williams, and we'll see how Keith Rivers fits in at the linebacker spot. And Corey Graham just made the Bills special teams better and gave them some depth at cornerback. All right. Now, the rest of the league, of course, you know the news that Jairus Byrd signed a big 6-year and $54 million deal with the New Orleans Saints on Tuesday. The terms not disclosed by the Saints. Byrd, the Bills' second-round pick in 2009, 3 Pro Bowls for the Buffalo Bills. He met with the Saints media late yesterday, and Jairus Byrd talked about the signing process and what got him to decide to go to New Orleans.
Fortunately, I had, you know, I have a great agent in Eugene Parker, and, you know, he allows, you know, gives me great counsel. You know, he knows, you know, what's going on, follows the teams and stuff. And, you know, this was a great opportunity. And so, you know, when I was here, you know, talking to everybody, it was just one of those things where, you know, this is a great opportunity for me to win games and be in a position where I can, you know, be better and further my legacy. So that's what I really want to do.
Saints new safety Jairus Byrd, Saints GM Mickey Loomis said, we think his playmaking abilities will be an excellent fit with what we're trying to accomplish. And Jairus Byrd talked about what Coach Sean Payton said to him to convince him to sign with New Orleans.
The opportunity just to do what I do, just to try to get turnovers. You know, on defense, you know, anytime you can get turnovers and give the ball back to the offense when you have a great quarterback and a great offensive-minded coach like that, you know, that's what they want. And I'm just excited that I'm, you know, coming in here and able to try to help do that. And that was one of the biggest things that, you know, we had talked about. And I just can't explain how excited I am.
Jairus Byrd, new safety for the New Orleans Saints after starting his career with the Bills. Around the league, things still happening quickly. 48 hours into free agency, the Carolina Panthers cut wide receiver Steve Smith after 13 seasons there. Very productive player, but the Panthers, a couple of days ago, reports surfaced they were trying to trade their all-time leading receiver. Instead, they cut him when they could not find any trade partners. And soon after he was cut, the Baltimore Ravens reportedly called to express interest. The Ravens, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter, are the favorites to sign Steve Smith. Steve Smith's quote on SiriusXM's Bleacher Report Radio, quote, "I'm going to get a few dinners out of it at nice expensive restaurants and see what it's like." The free agent recruiting process. Steve Smith let go by the Carolina Panthers today. Vince Wilfork wants out of New England. Good news for Bills fans. Although he is coming off that torn Achilles from last year, but he wants out. He has asked the team to release him after 10 seasons there. He's in the final year of his contract. Will Fork was scheduled to earn a base salary of $7.5 million and count 11.6 against the Patriots' salary cap. ESPN reported the Patriots approached him about altering his contract, obviously taking a pay cut and extending it out. Will Fork apparently doesn't like that, so he has asked the team reportedly to release him. He's a five-time Pro Bowler, one of the league's premier run stuffers, a tremendous athlete at 6'2", 325 pounds, and a captain of the Patriots. Vince Will Fork reportedly asking the Patriots to let him go. Patriots pick up cornerback Darrell Revis last night. They reached agreement on the contract. The cash value of the deal, $12 million. The second year, we're $20 million, so it's pretty apparent that it's going to be a one and done for Darrell Revis in New England, as the Patriots are going to take a $12 million cap hit this first year. Revis still needs to pass a physical, and he will once again be the highest-paid corner in the league. He will replace Aqib Talib, who bolted for the Denver Broncos on Tuesday. Darrell Revis back in the AFC East with the New England Patriots. Stevie Johnson probably licking his chops. The Jets made a splash last night with a pretty decent signing. Wide receiver Eric Decker, five-year deal worth $36.2 million, $15 million guaranteed. The Jets' biggest free agent signing since John Idzik became their general manager 14 months ago. Some people thought Eric Decker was the best receiver on the market. Doesn't say a whole lot, I don't think, about the market. Decker turns 27 years old on Saturday. Back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. Last year, 87 catches, 1,300 yards. Of course, he had a pretty good quarterback thrown to him, Peyton Manning. You wonder if Eric Decker can do that with Geno Smith or somebody else throwing him passes in the New York Jets. And one other league news note, running back Darren Sproles, who's getting up there in age, he was traded to the Philadelphia Eagles today, Thursday, for a fifth-round draft pick. Sproles had said that he'd rather be cut by the Saints than traded. He was one of the Saints' most dynamic offensive weapons the last 3 years after coming over from San Diego. He is getting up there in age, and he's now part of Chip Kelly's high-powered offense in Philadelphia. Darren Sproles now with the Philadelphia Eagles. Whew, a lot going on in free agency, a lot going on here at One Bills Drive. The news of the day, Scott Chandler agrees to terms on a new contract. The Bills tight end, their leading receiver in both receptions and yardage last year, will be back on the Bills roster coming up tomorrow, next year, I meant to say. All right, we got a lot more to come, including one of the offensive linemen who is going to be on that line next year, Chris Williams, who agreed to terms on a free agent contract yesterday, Wednesday. He's going to be in studio with us. We'll get his take on the free agent process and what he's been through so far. Chris Williams, when we return, it is the podcast, The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio. Winter is here. The weather is cold, so stop into your nearest NOCO Express and warm up with World Cup Coffee. It is the perfect cup of warmth for your morning commute or your evening ride home. World Cup Coffee provides the quality and taste you'd expect from a high-end coffee shop without the high-end price. They also provide a world of flavors to choose from, like French vanilla, hazelnut, Costa Rican, or 100% Colombian. For a complete list of NOCO Express stores featuring World Cup Coffee, visit noco.com/coffee. World Cup Coffee, coffee done right.
We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
It is another day of free agency, and the Bills made a big splash with three signings on the second day of free agency on Wednesday. Joining us in studio, one of the signings, offensive lineman Chris Williams. Good evening, Chris. Thanks for being with us here. We appreciate it tonight.
Glad to be here. Very excited.
Now, thanks to the weather, or maybe not so much thanks to the weather, you got to stick around another day. Tell me how the last couple of days have gone for you here in Buffalo.
Oh, it's been great. I've been eating a lot, which is great, and just kind of enjoying downtown in the snow and just getting to know everybody, getting to know Coach Morris and Coach Marone.
How did they get you in here? When did the Bills first make contact? Did free agency open on at 4 o'clock on Tuesday?
Yeah, you know, they had that tampering period,
right,
and we spoke with them then, and then they kind of contacted me, wanted me to come in, and we flew in, what was that, Tuesday night, and got the deal done.
Got the deal done Tuesday night or early yesterday, Wednesday?
Yeah, signed the deal yesterday.
Okay. Yep. And then you couldn't get out, right, because of the snowstorm.
Right.
Are you all right with that?
Yeah, it's fine. I went to Tempo last night, all had right. a great meal, and I'm just enjoying the city.
Did you, when you came in, had you ever, I don't want to focus on weather exclusively here, but have you ever seen that much snow, like in one day that you saw here yesterday?
I have seen that much snow, strange enough. We had a blizzard in Chicago a couple years ago, and it was pretty nuts, but it was coming down, man, and there's some big snow drift. So it was, you know, the boat was making me a little nervous driving.
Yeah, I bet. Tough day to get around yesterday. And you mentioned to me before, you live in Nashville, and it hasn't just been Buffalo. It's been a tough winter even down south in Nashville.
Huh? Oh, yeah. And, you know, if we get a threat of snow, they shut down all the schools and everything pretty much. So it's been – the kids have had a lot of days off from school, let's say.
We're with Chris Williams, the new offensive lineman for the Buffalo Bills, the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. Let's talk about your career at Vanderbilt, Chris. Obviously, in a program that, you know, has some ups and downs, you managed to stand out to become a first-round draft pick by Chicago, huh?
Yes, sir. I just, you know, I had a good career there, playing against the best guys in the SEC. So I had a good career, and Chicago gave me an opportunity.
And tell me about the years with the Bears in Chicago. You come in as a first-rounder. Mm-hmm. They probably expect immediate production, I would think, right?
Right. And then I had a back injury my rookie year, and, you know, that kind of slowed me down. Then played some right tackle, left tackle, guard. I played a little bit everywhere. We had some coaching changes on offense, and then ended up in St. Louis for the last year and a half. And now I'm here in Buffalo. So,
how are you different as a player now than you were when you came into the league? What have these last several years with the Bears and the Rams meant to you?
I learned how to be a pro. You know, it's tough learning how this game works and what you need to do. Even personally, like, you have to learn your body and learn what you need to do to get yourself prepared for training camp and ultimately the season. So I learned how to deal with that. You know, Chicago, we went deep into the playoffs, made it to the NFC Championship game, and learning how to prepare to play deep into the playoffs and play in the winter and play in the cold. So I've just learned a lot about myself and about the game and what you need to do as an offensive lineman to be successful.
Chris, was there any game that you played in Chicago that you think was a standout game for you, maybe your favorite game or your most memorable game with the Bears?
Probably my most memorable game would be I think it was like one of my first starts at left tackle against Jared Allen. It was cold. It was fun. It was a fun game to play. And then the NFC Championship game, which we lost. But we won. We beat Seattle in the playoffs at home, which was a fun game as well.
So. Yeah. What was it like going up against Jared Allen? What makes him so difficult to handle?
He's big. You know, he's big and fast. So when you got a guy that's big and fast and is real crafty, knows how to use his hands real well. And you can tell he studies a lot of tape and kind of dissects players, so he's a good player.
And this is when Chicago had you outside at left tackle, right?
Yeah.
How long did you play out there?
I played out there for about almost a whole season, yep.
And then you moved inside to guard?
I moved inside, yeah.
What was that move all about? Who explained that to you? Who told you about this is why we're doing this?
That move was about beginning of 2009, was that? No, 2010 would have been. We had a bunch of guys, like tackles and things like that. And so I got dinged in Dallas, and I came out and had to sit for a couple of weeks. And then when I came back, he was like, well, we feel like you're the best guy to move inside. Like, we feel like you got the best tools to be able to move inside. You know, whether or not it was a permanent move, they weren't sure, you know, but they were like, for now, in this point in the season, because our other guard needed to have surgery on his knee, and he was going to be out a couple. So, like, we plug in a guard, less moving parts, and kind of went in and – you know, been there since.
Are you more comfortable at guard than you were outside at tackle?
I am now. At that point, I wasn't. You know, when I first moved inside, I was like a train wreck. It was just rough, you know, just trying to get used to the bigger guys and getting your feet in the ground. But after a while, I got settled in, and I started to enjoy it, and it's been fun.
People talk about, you know, tackle, maybe even especially back then left tackle, as being out on an island. Inside, don't things happen quicker? I mean, it's a lot quicker right off the snap, right?
Happen a lot faster. And your elite players inside, like the guys you have here, you know, Darius and Kyle and stuff, those guys are so quick. You know, they're quick and explosive and powerful. So everything's happening all of a sudden. So, you know, you have to be real disciplined in what you're doing.
Chris, did they ask you much to pull, to run much in the offensive scheme you had at Chicago or St. Louis?
Yeah, it was Chicago. You know, we had Matt Forte. So we ran a ton of outside zone, and we were pulling counter pulls, trap. I mean, we did all kinds of pulls. I've pretty much done every pull you can do, I believe.
Is that something you're comfortable with?
Yeah, I love pulling. It's fun. You know, it gives you a chance to get leverage on guys. And with the backs like they have here, I'm sure we'll be doing plenty of it.
We're with Chris Williams, the brand-new Bills offensive lineman, the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. Since you've been here, I know you can't meet and talk football with the coaches, but you probably at least had meets and greets with the offensive line coach Pat Morris and head coach Doug Marrone so far, right?
Yeah, I have. I had a chance to meet Coach Morris back when I was doing my draft interview, so I remember him, and he's fun to be around, and I got the chance to talk with Coach Marrone, and having the offensive line guys, the head coach is just unbelievable. I'm really excited about it. I've only had defensive head coaches, so it's going to be fun.
Yeah, who'd you have? Lovey and Jeff Fisher.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, a couple of guys who are defensive specialists. You're right. One thing about Marone, he probably already told you this, based on last year, his first year here, he spent a significant portion of practice time working with O-linemen. He told you that, right?
Oh, yeah, he told me I can expect him to be down working drills and things like that, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah, he turns his cap around with the bill on the back and gets right down there in the trenches with the guys. That's okay, I guess, to know the offensive or the head coach cares that much about the O-line.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's once you're an O-line coach, I feel like you're always one. And, you know, you always want to be in the room and around the guys. So it's just jumping in. And probably, I'm sure Coach Morris loves it because, you know, it's another helping hand. So 10, 12 guys out there. So you got to everybody gets good coaching, you know.
What do you know about this group? I mean, the Bills have a pretty good center, Eric Wood. They have Cordy Glenn over at left tackle, a young guy who's pretty good. What do you know about this group, and what do you anticipate from this group?
I actually saw him a lot on tape last year. We had a lot of the same common opponents, and I know Wood's a good player. And we had a guy in St. Louis, Harvey Dahl, who knew Pierce, the right
Eric
tackle.
Pierce, yep.
And so they had known of these guys, and Cordy Glenn, we have the same agent. So I know these guys. Eric Woods already reached out to me with strange text. So I'm excited about meeting the guys for sure.
Have the coaches here, and again, you haven't talked football with them, but have they given you a sense of where they are looking at you? Are they talking about left guard in particular for you?
Yeah, I believe that's what they're talking about.
And what, competing, or here's the starting job, or where is that so far?
I don't know. Got that length yet. You know, like we want to come in and play left guard, so that's what I plan on doing.
And were you left guard in St. Louis and at the end of Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about, if you would, the difference between some of those offensive line positions. Is left guard different than right guard typically in most offensive systems?
It can be, depending on what type of offense you're running. You know, a lot of times, you know, traditionally the right side would be your power side,
strong
and
side.
Your left guard would be the pulling side type of deal. But we did a little bit of everything, and I played right guard and right there. I play all five technically, so I can, you know, I played all of them.
What was it about coming here that appealed to you when you came here on Tuesday night? What were you thinking about as you flew here on Tuesday night?
I just was thinking about the opportunity, and I've played in Buffalo a couple times. I know the fans are great, and I was like, it's a chance to come play in front of a great crowd and just get wins. I know the team is really good, really talented team, and I feel like we're going to be a contender for a Super Bowl. So just wanted to come in and be a part of that. And if they felt like I could help them win, I was excited to do it.
And after these first few days here, being a little bit snowbound, you know the restaurants are pretty good too.
Oh, yeah, the restaurants are great.
Chris, good luck to you. Thank you very much for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Chris Williams, the Bills' new offensive lineman, signed to a free agent contract on Wednesday. It is the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio. Are you a coffee lover? At NOCO Express, they don't just fill up your car, they fill up your cup as well. Try a cup of World Cup coffee, now available at most NOCO Express locations. It's perfect for your morning commute or your lunch break as an afternoon pick-me-up. World Cup coffee provides the quality and taste you'd expect from a high-end coffee shop, but they filtered out the high-end price. For a complete list of stores featuring World Cup coffee, visit noco.com/coffee. World Cup coffee, coffee done right.
This is the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Thanks again to Chris Williams for joining us in studio, the brand new offensive lineman for the Buffalo Bills. Is this a big splash free agent signing or any of them so far for the Bills? No, I'll give you that. Here's what I like about this signing. First round draft pick, an offensive lineman. He played some left tackle, had some struggles. There's no question about that. But obviously, Chris Williams has the athletic wherewithal to more than hold his own in the middle of that offensive line. You heard him talk about having Doug Marone as the head coach, an offensive line, you know, specialist in the NFL, played it and coached it, and had tremendous success coaching offensive linemen in the NFL. I think it's a good pickup. I don't think he's, you know, I don't think it puts the Bills in the Super Bowl. I don't think it's, you know, I don't think he's probably, you know, maybe he's a Pro Bowler. I don't know. But I do think it's an upgrade over where the Bills were a year ago at the left guard spot. And I think that's what they're looking for. I've heard over and over and over again from Coach Marone how he really needed just another couple of pieces to go along with Eric Wood and Cordy Glenn for that offensive line, and he thinks they'll be in good shape. By the way, they were the second-ranked rushing attack in the league last year, so they obviously did some things right. But let's see. I do think the Chris Williams pickup is a good pickup, a good, solid value pickup. First-round draft pick, as was Keith Rivers. I don't have as clear a sense of how he'll fit into the mix and where he will be in the mix at linebacker for the Bills. He's probably an outside guy, and I have a feeling the Bills are not done in free agency. They may still be on the market for a middle linebacker, a thumper, so they can move Kiko Alonso outside. But Keith Rivers is a good pickup, and Corey Graham is just a really solid pickup. One of the best special teamers in the league over the last decade. Been to the Pro Bowl as a special teamer. Got extensive experience at the cornerback spot with the Baltimore Ravens the last couple of years. Solid pickup. I like what they've done so far. They still have some work to do, I think, and I think they know that too in free agency. We'll see. It's funny. And we didn't have the show, the radio show, on Wednesday night because of the snowstorm here. Couldn't actually get to work. But you hear the reaction out there. Let's say 24 hours into free agency. By that time, I think Williams was the only player signed by the Buffalo Bills, Chris Williams. And people get, you know, carried away. Like, oh, it's over. We lost free agency. It's a process. It's not a one-day process. It's not a two-day process. It goes on for a while. And I think the Bills have demonstrated that with the signings they made and the re-signing today, the big news today, that Scott Chandler has agreed to terms on a new contract. They waited him out. Chandler had a look around the league, you would think, over these last 2 days, and we'll probably get that story from him someday, sooner if not later. Had a look around the league, saw what the tight end free agent market was out there, saw a couple of other tight ends get signed, and realized he wanted to come back to Buffalo for what the Bills had on the table, you would think. I mean, I don't have any inside information into those negotiations, but you would think 48 hours into free agency that the Bills sort of waited out until Scott Chandler came back to them and took the offer that they probably had on the table. That's just guessing. At any rate, it is a process. It's not over yet. Let's not grade free agency yet, despite the big splashy signings that took place in the first 24 hours. Hey, have you heard us talk about this? It's the 6th annual Touchdown for Teachers contest, sponsored by the Buffalo Bills and M&T Bank, and you can enter right now. They're going to choose 5 finalists. One of them will be the grand prize winner, chosen based on the teacher's involvement in the school or community, their degree of positive impact, and their demonstrated commitment to education. If you want to nominate a teacher for the Bills M&T Bank Touchdown for Teachers contest, you should go to buffalobills.com/teachers, but you've got to do it before Monday, April 7th. Finalists will be notified no later than Friday, April 18th. The grand prize winner gets $2,000 in a grant for their school or district, a Bills VIP behind-the-scenes experience, and an in-class visit from a Bills player or alumni. 6th annual Bills and M&T Bank Touchdown for Teachers contest. Go to buffalobills.com/teachers no later than Monday, April 7th for details. Well, tomorrow we're on the radio again, and we promise we'll be here. We won't get sidetracked by the weather tomorrow. Already lining up with a pretty good show. We'll get you updated on all the Bills free agency news coming up tomorrow. We're also going to talk with a reporter from the New Orleans Times-Picayune, Mike Triplett, about Jairus Byrd and how the Saints got him and how he fits in down there in New Orleans. And we'll talk with our friend Greg Gabriel, who is a former personnel man for the Chicago Bears. Greg Gabriel actually was part of the Bears' front office when they drafted a couple of Bills signees, Chris Williams and Corey Graham. We'll get his take on those two players, at least when they came out of college and went to the Chicago Bears. And as I said, I anticipate we'll have more free agent news from the Bills coming up tomorrow. We are live on the radio tomorrow, 7 to 9 p.m. on our flagship in Buffalo, WGR Sports Radio 550. For all your free agent information, make sure you go to buffalobills.com. Chris Brown keeping the website updated with the latest information. You can download the mobile Bills app there, and you can see a video interview with offensive lineman Chris Williams up there right now as well. We want to thank our presenting sponsor, NOCO. Family-owned, locally operated since 1933. Explore what NOCO can do for you at NOCO.com. Our producer, Jay Harris, the Bills Director of Broadcasting, Jeff Matthews. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow at 7 o'clock. The John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO, will be live from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.